back to Dubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. The words of the Lord Jesus Christ as he spoke in the synagogue of Capernaum, there by the Sea of Galilee. Not many months ago I had the privilege of standing there and seeing that synagogue at Capernaum, and the privilege of visiting Israel. And, O beloved, it was a joy and a delight to stand at the praying, the Western Wall, as it's now called. The Wailing Wall was the old name of it. To pray there at that Western Wall, how real the presence of the Lord was to me, as I praised his name, that he, the Lord Jesus Christ, would someday rule and reign from Jerusalem over the entire earth during the 1,000-year millennial reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, beloved, how wonderful, what a privilege to know the Lord Jesus, to belong to him, to have our sins covered by his precious blood, to be on our way to glory. Oh, how richly blessed every child of God is. And, beloved, if you're listening and you do not know that joy, you do not know that peace, you do not know that forgiveness of sin, it can be yours. For God loves you with such a great love that he gave his only begotten Son to die for your sin, to take your place, to pay the penalty of death for you, that if you would put your faith and trust in him and accept him as Savior, you might receive the glorious gift of eternal life and so much more. Oh, beloved, how abundant and how rich it is to belong to the Lord Jesus Christ and to enjoy the blessings and benefits which come to the child of God. If you know not the Lord Jesus, right now you can cry out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I believe, Lord Jesus, you died for my sin, that you were buried, that you arose from the grave, that you live today, seated at the right hand of God the Father in heaven. I invite you to come into my life, into my spirit, through the person of the Holy Spirit, to cleanse me from my sin, to make me pure and clean and holy, to give to me your great salvation. I believe you died for my sin, that you were buried, that you arose again, that you live today. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. He'll hear that prayer, beloved. He'll come in, and it doesn't have to be the same words I spoke. It's just a matter of your acknowledging your faith in his death, his burial, his glorious resurrection, and acknowledging that he is Lord and can change and transform your life, and invite him to come in. He will come in. Well, we're talking about this warfare that we're in the world today. It's a spiritual warfare with the forces of evil and the powers of darkness. Many people do not understand what's going on in the world. They don't understand how Satan is on the move. They do not understand about the death that's being pushed upon those who put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. They don't understand that it's a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual war that is going on. And we're fighting against the forces of evil, Satan and his principalities, powers of darkness, forces of evil, spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies, Satan and his demonic forces. Remember, beloved, we're talking about knowing the enemy. In order to fight the enemy, you have to know the enemy. And the Lord Jesus told us here in John chapter 8, verse 44, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do." The Lord was speaking to a crowd of religious people, people who had religion but didn't know the Lord. Satan was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. That is, lying began with the devil. He's the father of lies. And we left you last time in the book of Genesis, chapter 3, as we were talking about how that Satan murdered mankind and separated mankind from God. It was in our spirit that he murdered the human race, separating man from God. For God is holy and without sin. He must judge sin. And because man's disobedience, we read in Romans chapter 8 and verse 12, "Wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin." And thus we see the whole human race died spiritually in Adam. That's why Ephesians chapter 2, speaking to believers, Paul wrote, "You hath he quickened, are made alive, who were dead in trespasses and in sin." You see, beloved, that's the condition of the unbeliever. Spiritually, the unbeliever is dead in sin. Now remember, God created man in his likeness and in his image, according to the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, where God said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness." And thus God created man as a triune being, even as God is triune, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We've studied about that in the past. And so man is a triune being with a spirit that relates to the spirit world, a soul that relates to other people, and a body that relates to the environment and to the visible world about us. And so man is a triune being, and it's in man's spirit that he's dead in trespasses and in sin. But when one puts their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit moves into that individual's spirit, doing the work of salvation, giving that person eternal life. And so, beloved, we've read here in Genesis chapter 3 how that Eve was deceived, and how that in verse 4 of Genesis 3, "And the serpent," which we've already identified as Satan, according to Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, "And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened." Now you see, Satan's a liar. Satan's a liar, and he's the father of lies. Right there, he told a lie. "Ye shall not surely die." Yes, they would. They would die spiritually and be driven from the Garden of Eden and no longer know the fellowship that they'd known with the eternal God when they were living in the Garden of Eden. Yes, Satan is a liar, and he's the father of it. And he goes on to say that God doth know that in the day that you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened. That is, their spiritual understanding would be opened. And ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Now, oh, man always wants to be a god. And so much of the New Age movement promotes man as being gods. Well, they take it from Satan, beloved. It's from the devil that this thought came from. It's from Satan, and that's a part of his deceptive plan to keep people from the knowledge of the true and the living God, to deceive them and to blind them. Ye shall be as gods, he said, knowing good and evil. It was true they would know good and evil, because that was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And to partake of it was to take away their innocence and to make them to know right from wrong. Verse 6, when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, the lust of the flesh, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, the lust of the eye, as we studied in John 2, 15 through 17, concerning the world system and the method the world uses to blind people and to draw people under its control. And a tree to be desired to make one wise, the pride of life, it appealed to the pride of life. And so we see these three methods are still being used today by the devil. He still uses these same three things to ensnare, to entrap, to bring people into bondage, to bring people under his control and under his dominion. Pornography is very prominent in our world, and that is one of the lust of the eye methods that Satan uses to bring people into bondage, to destroy homes, to destroy marriages. Oh yes, beloved, how devious and how deceitful Satan is. We're told in Revelation 12:9 that he deceiveth the whole world, and he does. So we see that Satan is the one who is the liar. There's no truth in him. He's a liar. He's the father of lies. He's the great deceiver, as we just saw the lies and deception he told Eve. And he deceiveth the whole world, Revelation 12:9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. We'll pick up there next time in our Bible study. Till then, goodbye.